Hachette Audio presents Black Hills, written by Dan Simmons, read by Eric Davies and Michael McConaughey.
Chapter 1. Along the Greasy Grass, June 1876. Pa Sapa pulls his hand back sharply, but not before he feels the rattlesnake strike shock of the dying Wasichun's ghost leaping into his fingers and flowing up his arm and into his chest. The boy lurches back in horror as the ghost burns its way up through his veins and bones like so much surging venom. The Wasichun spirit scalds a painful path through the nerves of Pa Sapa's shoulder and then pours out into his chest and throat, roiling and churning like an oily, thick smoke. Pa Sapa can taste it, and it tastes like death. Still expanding, the ghost spreads through Pa Sapa's torso and down and out, making the boy's arms and legs feel both weak and heavy at the same time. As the Wasichun's ghost fills his lungs with a terrible, expanding, thick-filling heaviness that shuts off all breath, Pa Sapa is reminded of the time he was a child barely able to toddle when he almost drowned in the tongue. Yet even through his current terror, this boy, just short of 11 summers, senses that this invasion is something infinitely more terrible than mere death by drowning. This, Pa Sapa thinks, is what death feels like when it crawls in through a man's mouth and eyes and nostrils to steal his spirit. But instead of Pa Sapa's spirit being dragged out, this stranger's spirit is being forced in. Death acts here more as terrible midwife than thief. Pa Sapa cries out as if wounded and crawls away from the staring corpse, tries to stand, to run, falls, stands again, falls again, and resumes crawling away from the corpse, kicking and waving his arms and gasping as he rolls downhill across grass, dirt, cacti, horseshit, blood, and more dead Wasichus in his blind eagerness to shake the ghost out of his body. But the ghost stays with him and grows larger inside him. Pa Sapa opens his mouth to scream, but this time no sound emerges.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?